Lortons, we're fortunate to have two of you, and that's one fortunate in that you are so fortunate that you had that kind of a comrade and you could look up to in a working relationship, because millions of Americans never stumbled into a relationship like
that. That's true. I mean, I was lucky to have worked for a newspaper all my working career. I mean, I envy people who they've climbed the ladder faster by moving here and there from family reasons and everything. Early on, I couldn't leave. So the career at the Tulsa World, it really was made by Alex, because I never aspired to be an editorialist. I always saw myself as a newsman, and I wanted to succeed Sistine, frankly.
Well, and that Sistine was?
Sistine was the executive editor of the paper and ran the newsroom, and he was another one of my early boosters. When I hired in as copy boy, Sid was city editor. He soon became the managing editor and promoted me and pushed me as much as he could. I give him great credit for that, but I wanted to be in the newsroom. I frankly thought about, quote, running the newsroom as moving newsroom policy and directing that kind of stuff. Actually, it really is more of a personnel job. Lorton, I think, saw that. I think he probably knew I would not be worth a damn as a managing editor. I was sitting in Sid's office one day, and Bob came in. They had a vacancy back there. I hadn't even thought anything about it. He said, well, we'd like for you to try out, come back and write some editorials for us and see how you like it. And I never heard anything more after that. 50 years later, I'm still writing editorials. I just didn't dream of moving into the opinion side of it. But then when I met Alex, of course, he really got me started thinking a lot more about public policy and the things that we ultimately handled all the time. So just kind of by accident, I think I found a niche. It was due to Sid and Bob and Alex. Speaking of people who would defend your honor, that was Robert Lorton. People get after you with pitchforks and all that kind of stuff. You never had to worry about Bob holding your back.
Because it would be the editorials that would come to his desk more than anything.
Well, the poor fellow had to take the heat for what Alex and I were writing. And he ruled with a very, very, I say ruled, I mean, it was his newspaper, but it was very, very thoughtful. And Lewis goes, he would not tell an editorial writer what to write. Sometimes, if something that he felt particularly strong about, he'd let us know about it. I won't say that he would not direct his own newspaper, but he did. But he did it with a great deal of common sense and gave the editorial writers their head as much as they could do it, because he believed, and young Bobby B. says too, and I'm getting off on them, is that the old man Lorton, Bob's grandfather, said that the editorial page is the heart of the newspaper. And he said that the world would be for those progressive things that boosted the entire community. And it had a philosophy, so goes Tulsa, so goes the Tulsa World. Bob inherited that view. He realized that, let's say you write a controversial editorial. What it does is stirs the reader to sit down and write a letter. And then that letter causes another reader to write another letter, and pretty soon you have a big argument and a public discussion of whatever the issue was. So an editorial writer's job is not to dictate, but it's to stir public opinion. And for that reason, Alex and I did everything we knew how to do to stimulate the letter writing. When I was handling the letters years ago, we would sometimes not have enough letters to fill a single column, because we weren't writing editorials at that point that stimulated public participation. The last year I was there, we kept track. We got 8,000 letters, and we published 2,500 of them in a year. And we knew from readership surveys that the letters are the most well-read on the page. It kind of hurts your feelings, because you think they ought to read these editorials, but truth of the matter is that the editorials spawn the letters, or a big part of them. Lorton realized that. Because you write an editorial that a guy doesn't agree with, doesn't mean he's going to quit the paper. If anything, he's going to sit down and write a nasty letter to you and keep taking the paper. So you're getting a little bit of newspapering, according to Neil, but I'm sure there are people who disagree with me on that, but
it's a hot seat, the editorial department, and you talked about controversy. Did you ever sense there's a possibility you could be fired over anything?
No. I've been at situations several times where I was prepared to quit the job if I were going to have to do something that I thought I didn't want to do. That was just it. Lorton was very charitable like that. If he had an editorial that he wanted written from his standpoint, and you didn't want to write it, you didn't have to write it. If he had to, he write it himself. And he has done that two or three times in 50 years that I know about. So he's a very, very thoughtful publisher. Young Bobby inherited that, of course. American Airlines was mad at us because the cartoonist had drawn a picture of American Airlines plane. Management was in the back seat, and the union was in the front seat, and parts were falling off that airplane. It was when they were about to go broke. Well, Carmine Romano, he was the manager of the base out here. The union members were lined up at daylight in front of his office because they thought he was in on that. And so Carmine was then mad at the Tulsa World, and of course the union was chewing on him. The union members out there had a pay telephone, and so they just lined up like 50 or 60 of them. So I'm quitting the Tulsa World right now. I'm quitting the... We're kind of worried. So I was talking to Bobby about that, and he said, Ken, I'll tell you what. They may say they've quit the paper today, and that gives them a lot of satisfaction, but he said they'll resubscribe next week.
Yeah.
Always you can build circulation real quick by just putting enough money in the circulation department to go out and get them. They'll stay for maybe a year and then so on like that. But what really builds readership is just a newspaper that, in my judgment, gives you all the news. I mean, it makes it really worthwhile. An editorial page that you take positions that aren't necessarily popular, but most of the time you'll take positions, and I've had many, many times people write in the same mail. I get a letter that you Republicans are just driving us crazy, or you Democrats are just, you know. It's that old thing about beauty being in the eye of the beholder. Two guys can read the same editorial and claim that you're a Republican and a Democrat in the same view. You know, we were schizophrenic on that all those years because we were very progressive in social issues. And we prided ourselves in trying to be very conservative, if that's a word, in political issues, except that we define conservatism as also being willing to raise enough taxes to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. And that was Robert Taft, the old Mr. Conservative. He believed in controlled spending, but he also believed in raising enough taxes to pay for that spending. That's kind of been left out of some of the conservative views. You get me off to preaching here, I'm sorry.